Most people are skeptical about plans that Ohio podiatrist and financial services owner Daryl Long has to build a high-capacity well on his property in Crawford County. Long tells the Department of Natural Resources it's to create an emergency water supply and not for commercial bottling. But online business guides have Long's Mount Sterling Water listed for commercial purposes. Residents say there's no need for emergency water, and they have a variety of concerns, from effects on trout fishing to the amount of groundwater that will be pumped, up to 500,000 gallons per day. Edie Ehlert lives a mile from the proposed well.
No matter how you look at it, it's taking water away from a watershed. It's not being used here at all. It's one person making a lot of money off of what is a community resource.
Ehlert echoed a concern many have. They don't like the idea that Long could turn a profit or eventually sell the well to a larger company. The DNR's environmental impact statement says the well would affect water sources and trout populations, but DNR hydrogeologist Larry Lynch says it's minor.
My analysis was showing that there really shouldn't be any impact, given that this was intended to be operated sporadically. Was basing that on the fact that I don't think there'll be significant impacts with this well if it's operated the way it's intended to be operated.
Long could not be reached for comment. The group is now considering all zoning and legal options to stop the well. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.